priest normally is assigned to a parish on paper for 6 years at a time. And it says, with an additional 2 years if deemed all right by the bishop. Not many of us get to do that, 6 years. I got to do it, just not consecutive. It was after 2 years of being with you as my first parish that I was taken away, and then had the not too common privilege of being able to come back. It is you all who have taught me so much of what it means to be a parish priest, not merely a vicar who's only joy as a priest is to just dispense the sacraments, but also to exercise those regulative powers, meaning you've got to manage a parish. When I came to you, I didn't know how to speak Spanish. It was in that plaza that you taught me. Thank you. There are many things about which to give thanks to you for your kindnesses to me. I can't repay you, but the Lord will. He knows exactly how to repay. One of the saints, Junipero Serra, we will celebrate his feast day in not too much time. He was a man who was a professor, but God allowed him to have his great desire as a Franciscan, which is to go sail far out to bring the gospel to other peoples and hopefully to die in martyrdom. Testifying with his blood to the love of Christ, who held nothing back for us. Junipero Serra did not die as a martyr, but he died in a beautiful way, as a confessor of the faith. That's why all those beautiful cities up and down that California coast, which you know so well, take names of the saints, most of which given by Junipero Serra. He's not only known for saying, siempre adelante, nunca atrás, always forward, don't look back. As a teacher, in 1743, I believe, he ended his lesson for the course to all of his students who were preparing to be missionaries, preparing to go off and die for Christ. He left them with some parting words, which are my parting words to you. St. Junipero Serra, having taught the course to his men and women, said, this is what I want. So though some of you have given me cards, some of you will share with me embraces, which the latter of which is desired, that's how I grew up. But more than that, this is the greatest gift that you could give. St. Junipero said, I desire nothing more from you than this, that when the news of my death shall have reached your ears, I ask that you say, for the benefit of my soul, requiescat in pace, that is to say, may he rest in peace. Nor shall I omit to do the same for you, so that all of us will attain the goal for which we have been created. We've had much to say over these 6 years, often saying why it is that God has created us. Even our youngest can let us know why God made us. He made us to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this life, so that we might be happy with him forever in heaven. Indeed, Sienna Catherine, I still have on my phone when you recited that, to whom I've shown it many, many times to others, to say that even they, at their more advanced ages, could do what you did at a very tender age. That's all that God has made us for, to make it to heaven, the goal of our existence. As I depart from you now, after these 6 years punctuated by a 2-year absence, you must know that since 2008, I've been discerning the path in which I am on. That it was there, hidden within my heart, unspoken, and then it began to have its first movements outward in 2018, shortly after I left you. And then, again, to be spoken aloud in a group of like-minded brothers in 2020. What I'm endeavoring to do is to go to the Archdiocese of Portland, and there began a religious community of priests dedicated to one thing, to live out the ideal priestly life of prayer and of apostolic work on behalf of the faithful they're dedicated. It is not a vocation that is without its trials and difficulties, nor without its dangers. In fact, at every moment, it is assailed by failure. Most foundations which begin in this way end in utter failure. There's no reason to believe that this one will be any different. Yet to be a failure for Christ, to be a fool, that is the whole of the Christian life. That's the way of the saints, the apostles. I myself recall when I was but a young man, when I went to school at the Protestant school. There was one banner that hangs in the gym. I know not whether it still is there. It's been many years since I've been there. I might be the only person who's ever paid attention to that banner. It says on it the motto on which that school was founded, when it seemed like a pipe dream to have such a school at such a time. Yet it hangs there as testament to God's gift. And it reads over and over again. It's there at mid-court, hung high, saying, endeavor to do something so great that unless God intervene, it's bound to fail. Endeavor to do something so great that unless God intervenes, it is bound to fail. It's with those words that I shared with Archbishop Sample of Portland that won his heart over to our cause. But the same thing could be said for you and I in our vocation, to fight against sin, to hope that heaven would be possible, to hope that God could indeed save, as that song says, a wretch like me. Unless God intervenes, it is bound to fail, because for man it is impossible. For God all things are possible. Not through your own power nor mine, but through God giving his strength. So I ask that you would pray that God would give success to the work of our hands, as the psalmist says, to give success to the work of our hands. There's much more I could share, but there's something to be said with brevity. Though unable to accomplish all the things that I would have hoped for, nor to give the sacraments to all of you which I hoped I might have given by now, to return so many to the faith, yet each time I leave a parish, I leave it with a priest who's far more mature than I. This is not any different. Father Moses is an excellent priest. He is one who is deeply in love with Christ himself, who knows the true meaning, the value, and what it means to be a priest. 19 years he has lived out this vocation. He'll benefit greatly from what he has to share. And I am pleased, too, that after having shared a number of hours with him this past week, speaking about the parishes and how things go on and what has been going on, what has come to pass, we are of the same mind, of the same heart, in the vast majority of things. And so I know I leave you in good hands, that the good work that has been begun not only will continue, but actually will become better and more deeply lived under his wise and steady hand. If you have granted me your love and support during this time, then I ask of you that you would give him a double share of the same. And if you have withheld support from me, I ask that by the same measure that you would withhold but half as much. The Lord will lead you well if you follow this man. You may show him the way to Fort Sumner, but just as the boy said to John Vianney, who knew not the way to ours, he will point to you the way to God. To close, you may recall Holy Thomas More, this great martyr for the faith, the cause of England. He stood for God's truth with regard to marriage, and so it cost him his head. Leave you with his words. He said, as he mounted the scaffold to testify to his faith, there was one who called out to him, saying, he hates the king. Recall that in history he said, I am the king's best servant, but God's first. Well, in the great movie, A Man for All Seasons, he says something different from the scaffold, and it bears truth all the same. There, after they had said that he hates the king, this is why he will not give the oath. It is for this hatred which he is suffering martyrdom, death. St. Thomas More turns to address the crowd, and he says in film, Paul Scaffold, he says, I do none harm. I speak none harm. I think none harm. And so I say to you as I depart, that if any has done me ill, it is fully forgiven. And I ask that if I have done any harm, that indulgence be granted and it too be forgiven. For but one desire have I, that after the course of this earthly life has run its course for you and for I, that by the grace of God we will hear the same words that are spoken in Holy Scripture, that we each hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the reward which God has prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The Lord will indeed send us forth from this place to what end he knows he has what's in store and how to turn it for good. Though I'm no good at goodbyes, here we can say so long. And close as I've closed many of my missives to you, many of my articles, that I know that I do not know how to love you as I ought, nor to reveal to you the love that a priest ought to have for his people. Yet I say to you, in my inability, God love you. Let him love you in the ways in which my defects prevent. Until the Lord deign we meet again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.